B. Mitch and Finley, snowy day out there. I texted Cameron to see if he can come on. I know those guys are jamming, so I understand if he can't. Maybe I'll text Amelia, too. Obviously, the Commanders are in the playoffs. Sunday Night Football, it's going to be rocking. Today, though, in D.C., the snow is just... This city shuts down for, like, a dusting, and there's a lot going on. How was your ride in, B?
It was eventful. I thought it was going to be uneventful, but as I was riding at one point, I noticed that they might have cleaned the road off maybe 2 or 3 hours prior. But as I began to come in, the left side of the lane, the left side was still like nobody had touched it. The right side, you can see people were going on that. So I started riding down the right side. And then you get to a point where it's just piles and clumps of snow. And the car took a little slide for a little bit. And I decided, okay, I'm going to just slow this thing down. And,
you think it was ice?
It was ice. And so I start riding, and I'm noticing people come behind me. I'm, hey, go on past me if you want to go, bro, because I'm not picking up no more speed for you.
Was so you're on 66?
And I saw a city bus, like not a city, but a, like a Greyhound big bus. Yeah. Took a little slide a little bit. I'm like, you go where the hell you want to go. I remember when I was in Jersey, I decided I'm going to just chill. And I saw the truck, wrecker truck. I saw buses in the ditch because they just think they can ride. If they're going into the ditch, I'm not trying to speed to get anywhere. If I had walked in at 10 a day, I wouldn't have been mad because right. I'm going to get here safely.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going
to
rush.
Did you have to dig your car out this morning or did you
park
it in the garage?
Nah, bro, I parked in the garage.
Okay, yeah. I don't have
my first time parking in the garage in
years.
Yeah, I don't. I always park right in the front of my house.
Right. I've seen one of that.
But I had enough stalls, so I came in last night. I went in. I moved some stuff back, and I realized how big that damn garage is.
I don't have a garage and had to dig out this morning and then drive down. So were you on 66? Which way did you go this morning?
66.
Was that fairly clear or not really?
You mean clear as far as traffic?
Look, traffic and snow-wise.
No. Snow-wise, they might have cleaned it. I left my house at 8-something. So they probably cleaned it around 6-something. Maybe at the latest 7. Snow has gotten back on the road. And they need to go back and scrape it one more time.
Well, it also hasn't stopped snowing. I don't know that right now.
It was kind of like sleeting more.
Yeah, the plows and the salt trucks, whatever, are probably having a tough time keeping
up. Well, on 28 going 266, there were 9 trucks. Like they staggered each other.
Yeah.
It was 9 trucks, I counted all of them.
Wow.
Going down 28.
So my ride in was interesting. So getting out of my neighborhood was testy, right? And especially I live on that big-ass hill.
Mm-hmm.
And so getting out of my neighborhood was kind of testy. Then I get onto Mass Avenue, and Mass was okay. Now, it's kind of just one lane. You know, it's a two-lane road, but it's just one lane of, like, drivable. And that was okay kind of until up at AU. And then one of the biggest problems with driving in the snow, whatever speed you want to go, whether it's slow or fast, like whatever speed you want, you have to maintain
that speed. Yeah.
You cannot be stopping and starting and braking. And for my drive, right around AU, there were just all these morons hitting the brakes all the time. And that is far more dangerous than anything else.
Yeah.
That's how you get stuck. So whatever, I ended up kind of going to, like, I had to pass this one dude. It was just unbelievable. But, it was pretty much cool until, dude, so I was a little worried, I guess. Worried, but anxious. So I'm going down Mass, and then at Waterside Drive, right by that big mosque, is where I cut down to Rock Creek. And I was worried about that because as much as you're in downtown D.C., like, that's the woods right there. And that was touch and go, dude, because it's a steep downhill with a bunch of curves. And then once I got on Rock Creek, good amount of snow, but nothing too crazy.
Yeah.
The wildest thing, and Jeff, I doubt you would be coming in from this way, but I wonder if the Junks will see it maybe. Bro, so I finally get to 695, and it's not great. I thought the highway would be way better.
Nah.
Dude, 695, where you come around, and we get off at the South Capitol Nats Park exit, there was a Dodge Charger. They still make Camaros. It wasn't a Corvette, but it was like a sports car.
Charger?
I guess.
Friday.
Yo, it spun out right at the exit.
Mm.
So this car is like perpendicular to, like, if you're not, if you're, you got to be paying attention and going slow to, like, go around it. Otherwise, like,
hit him.
Somebody's going to T-bone that thing.
This is one question I want to ask. Why do you think, is nobody on the road today? Why the hell was the toll so high?
What, was it still high?
Yeah, it was $30 to come from the Beltway to D.C.
And really?
I'm like, why?
They don't want you on the road.
Yeah, but my ultimate, it's like normally when the traffic is high, that's when they're even more expensive. But that's not many people out there today.
Yeah.
And listen, they say that that thing just happens on its own. No, I think it's some ass sitting there just punching high tolls.
Jeff, how was your ride in? Or did you get a hotel?
Nah, I drove in this morning. I should have took the offer for the hotel because coming in from my side of D.C., they did not do anything.
There wasn't a lot done.
And especially on, that's why I tweeted, if you don't have to come out, don't come out. Because even I come down like this little, we all know bridges and overpasses, they freeze first.
Yeah.
It seemed like the plows tried to get the main road, but they just said, we not turning off on the overpasses and things and shoveling that. But luckily I have four-wheel drive, so it was still tricky though. If you do not have a truck, stay in the house.
Yeah. If I didn't have four-wheel, I think it. Landville, did you get a hotel or did you drive in this morning?
No, I stayed here at the station.
You just slept here?
Yeah, I slept in the green room.
Didn't CK offer a hotel?
Yeah, I don't care. I'm not sharing a hotel with Matt Essick. That sounds like hell on earth.
You had to share the hotels?
Yeah.
Oh, that's different.
That'd always be a no for me.
Yeah, that's a no for me,
dog. I don't sleep in no damn room with no dude.
Are you going to stay here again?
No, I'll go home.
Okay. Because you have like a sedan, right?
Mm-hmm.
Be careful. Seriously. I think some ways, like, we hype up driving in snow a little too much. Like, it's not the absolute end of the world.
It's not.
But it is.
Just slow down.
Yeah, it's snowing out there. Just try to be smart.
Just like if it's raining. When it's raining, and depending on how much rain, slow down a little bit. You don't need to do the speed limit. To hell with the speed limit at that moment.
I'm with you. I hope everybody out there is being safe. How much more snow are we getting? It's supposed to keep snowing?
It's supposed to come back. It's supposed to take a break for like 12 to 4, and it's supposed to come back.
Tonight, right?
Yeah, supposedly.
All right, so according to my app, it's going to snow through noon and then back around 4, like you're saying, B. Here's my question. How are we going to get lunch? What do we do? Jeff, you got snow boots on, dog?
Of course. I love the snowman. Let's go.
Do you?
He's a snowman.
I'm a January baby. I love the snow.
Dude, at least this is a real snowstorm, and like my kids are sledding, and they get to enjoy it. I kind of hate all this stuff.
I told Landfill, I said, yo, when I get off work today, I'm going to go in the parking lot, and I'm going to donut.
Smoke a blunt?
Nope, I'm going to donut all in the parking lot.
Yeah, just don't have an accident.
That would
be kind of funny.
I'm not going to crash. I do it every snow. Every time it's snow.
Once upon a time, your boy did some donuts in the snow and definitely crashed. I can tell the rest of that story off air, but there were a lot happened there.
You got to know your parking lot, man.
This was off field. I'll tell you the rest of this story off air because it's almost cost me a year of college. Anyway. I think everybody be safe if you're out there. The snow's going to keep coming down. Yo, it might snow again Saturday, B, which is when we're leaving again.
I'm going to probably get out here Friday.
Are you? I'm going Saturday morning.
I like to go early, you know, Jay, so I can find the best golf courses in the area.
I believe it. How was your flight back? I had to. It was a scramble drill for me, dude.
We were on like a 777.
Doug, you know what killed me? And I understand my role, and I understand the difference. Like, I'm completely aware of why I can't get on that plane. Mm-hmm. I have a journalism degree. I understand all of it. Mm-hmm. But I had to sprint up that ramp where all the team buses were there getting ready for the motorcade to the airport where they had a charter. And I'm literally running by the players. They're like, go, Jay, go. They're all kind of messing with me. I am sprinting to get a taxi cab to get to Love Field to catch this flight out. I'm really glad I did it and made it because otherwise, like, Tischler, I hope you get out, pal. Like, it's worse here than I was expecting.
Well,
I'm glad I got out, but it was a giant pain in the
ass. They canceled my flight for yesterday. Like,
yours got canceled early.
At 9-something in the morning.
Right.
And then they say, well, you've been rebooked. It's supposed to be a 7-something flight leaving this morning to go to Atlanta. It got me here at 6:55. Then that got canceled. And they had a 9-something flight leaving Dallas to go to Atlanta. Get me here by 9 at night. Yoko called and said, all right, y'all on the team plane. Dude. And that team plane, you come off the bus, walk on, grab some food. I'm not lying. Within 15 minutes, we were ready to take off.
Sure. I frankly don't understand why you're not on it every week. But that's
Sometimes I like to go early.
Yeah, but coming out, that's the way to live. The motorcade to the airport. I mean, you're home, whatever.
I was home before 9.
Right. So for me, it wasn't that bad. I got home in the house probably around 11. But it's just, I don't understand. So when I saw you on the field, what was it, 10 a.m., 10:30 a.m. or so? Because that was a noon start. You're like, dog, they already canceled my flight. And I was like, oh, man, I'm so sorry. And but at that point, mine was still going. You were going to Dulles. I was going to DCA. And in my mind,
everybody was going to DCA. Everybody kept saying, oh, man, you got to go to DCA. All of them got canceled.
Ours got canceled right at kickoff. And I'm going to tell you the truth. While I was scrambling, trying to figure out a flight and how to get hell to get home and all these things, it kind of distracted me from that god-awful first half. So I'm not that mad at it because I didn't have to watch just awful, awful football. I think, shout out to Nikki Javala. She gave me a heads up about this one flight. But, dude, if Southwest could keep it flying, why do all the other airlines call it quits? I was on an American flight. I think
a lot of people canceled because the plane didn't get to Dallas.
Yeah.
You know, Southwest probably has some people already there, so they could fly into it. But if the team can't get out of D.C. to get to Dallas or get out of one of these other cities, then they don't have anything to put you over.
Yeah, it just seemed like an itchy cancel finger. You know, the pilot, we get on this plane, and he's like, all right, everybody, you know, really happy you're here. I want you to know I'm not scared of flying, but some of y'all might be. And I was like, what? He goes, here's my recommendation. Everybody loves roller coasters. So when we go through the turbulence, because there will be turbulence, throw your hands up in the air and just enjoy it. And I was like, all right, pilot. That's
probably he stopped by the dispensary on the way to the flight.
I mean, whatever. We got home safe and sound. It was easy, man. All right.